passing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, it's my favorite day of the week. Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it's Friday. Don't ask me why I get happy about Fridays, but I do. Friday, August 24th, this is the flip side. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. No good news in this hour, I'm afraid. It's all bad news. Well, at least you know you're getting bad news for 1 hour. Flip side brought to you by Republic Trading Group, toll-free number, which is available over the weekend. If you wake up in a cold sweat and you have to do something, you can call us. If I answer the phone, the shop's open. 1-800-691-7898. The web address, which also doesn't sleep on the weekends, is republictradinggroup.net or eaglesup.com. Well, yesterday we had the spin control in full mode telling us that the Fed's bailout, well, yeah, that's what it is. The Fed's bailout of the big three banks, well, it's just showing confidence and encouraging other banks to step up to the window if they have a liquidity problem. Yeah, sure. That injection yesterday, especially with Bank of America, was to forestall the bankruptcy of Countrywide Financial. Which would cause an immediate panic, and that's the thing they're trying to do. They're trying to forestall a panic. And today they were very successful. Just on four words, new home sales rise. That's all Wall Street wanted to hear. They didn't want to evaluate the information. They didn't want to look at the data. They didn't want to do anything. That's all they wanted to hear. And the Dow closed up 142 points at 13,378. NASDAQ up 34 at 2,576. S&P 500 up 16 at 1,479. This was a headline. New home sales up, prices down in July. It's good news for Wall Street. According to the AP, Wall Street ended its calmest week in a month with a big advances Friday, rising on solid economic reasons that countered the bleak sentiment that has blanketed the financial markets. I mean, there's just so much stuff here you could pick apart. It's almost unbelievable. We'll get to that in a bit. And we'll also get to the metals prices. And we got good news. Gold didn't close at $666. Although, I was fearful there for a minute. So, to find out where it closed, you'll have to stay tuned, and we'll give that to you when we return.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve. so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Welcome back. Exposing those who want to control the world. We know who they are. In the metals complex, gold had a $12 trading range today, had a low of 658.60, had a high of 670, ended the day up $8.10 the ounce, closing at $668.90, breaking through key resistance. Next week could be a barrel of laughs. Silver had almost a 50-cent trading range today, had a low 11.57, high 12.06, closed up 28 cents on the day at 11.97, platinum up $7, end at 12.49, palladium off a buck at 3.24, crude oil up $1.36 at $71.19 the barrel, and the U.S. dollar index, off 47 basis points. U.S. dollar index sitting at 80.65. Oh, it could be a tough week next week. Could be really tough. We'll get back to gold in a little bit. But first, let's deal with this real estate report that came out today that got Wall Street so happy. Year to date, the number was 870,000 new home sales. This time last year, it was 969,000 new home sales. So in actual fact, corresponding July of last year, the new home sales are down by 10%. No. But they said new home sales were up. Up according to what? Up according to their estimates. You see, they estimated new home sales would come in at somewhere around 865,000. The fact it came in at 870,000 was better than expected. This is good news. But when you look at the actual data itself that is given out by the government that reports these things, it states categorically, we have a 12% error margin in these figures. 12% error? Because you see, this just says new home sales. It doesn't take into account how many people canceled the sales. They don't take that number into consideration at all. For all we know, 500,000 people could have canceled their sales, knowing that the real estate market was going into the porcelain princess. According to who's this from? I always try to find out who puts out this stuff. Inman News. The rate of new single-family home sales dropped by 10.2% in July, and the median sales price rose 0.59% compared to the same month last year. This according to the U.S. Census Bureau and Department of Housing and Urban Development. Sales of new single-family houses for July 2007 reached a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 870,000 compared with the July 2006 estimate of 969,000. The rate is calculated as the projection of the monthly sales total over a 12-month period adjusted for seasonal fluctuations in sales activity. The seasonally adjusted estimate of new houses for sale at the end of July was 533,000, which represents a supply of 7.5 months at current rates. So once again, you have Wall Street reacting to bogus news. It shouldn't come as a shock or a surprise. But anyway, they wanted to go out. It was a tough week for the boys on Wall Street. They had all kinds of Waldos popping up and disappearing and popping up again. All we've simply done is we forestalled the inevitable. How bad's the inevitable going to be? Your guess is as good as mine. China today announced that it has a large exposure to subprime. Exactly how much, we don't know. So how does China get involved in this? Well, China and everybody else around the planet, because nobody can figure out, what do you mean house prices in America go down and then the world suffers? Well, it's quite simple what they did. You see, they bundled up all these exotic credit derivatives, loaded them up with good stuff, and then loaded them up with all the crappy stuff. The adjustable rate mortgages, and they bundled these up and they sold them to foreign investors. Large amounts, huge, billions and billions of dollars. So everybody's affected by this. Every major central bank in the world that loaded up on this free money, see, it was all created by the yen carry trade. We talk about it, and I know some people, they can't understand, but when we are experiencing exactly what Japan went through a decade ago. House prices, yeah, people forget this. House prices, real estate prices in Japan soared. All of a sudden, Japanese were running around the planet buying anything that they could. They bought the Empire State Building. They bought Pebble Beach. They bought half of America. And then all of a sudden, the real estate market collapsed. And guess what happened to all those Japanese purchases? They went down the proverbial porcelain princess as well. And in order to save the economy in Japan, they cut their rates to zero. To such a point where people could go over, borrow Japanese yen at 0% interest rate, take those yen, convert them into U.S. treasuries, and sit back and have a fat time. Everybody did it. It was fun. It was free. It was easy money. Everything would go swimmingly. until obviously things started happening and rates started rising to a point where it wasn't that profitable to borrow yen to buy treasuries. And then all of a sudden people started getting wiggy, and then a couple of people got hurt who we haven't heard about yet, but they got hurt severely enough to cause panic in Washington, D.C., that for the first time in their history, they had to tout out the plunge protection team. First appearance ever. The only missing player was Ben Bernanke. But he was giving a statement to the Congress. But you had all the other players out there saying, everything is fine, don't worry, be happy. The market had only declined 5%. What was the panic? Why bring out the big guns? Why flood the world with dollars? To the tune of, by the U.S. Federal Reserve in the last 2.5 weeks, $120 billion odd dollars. They knew that stuff was happening. Why bring out the big guns if a market declines 5%? In an ongoing bull market, a 10% correction is normal, if you believe what everybody says. The market had only declined 5%. Why the panic? Why the big boys out there? And then it started to unravel. Bear Stearns announced, oh yeah, we got a problem. It's only $1.5 billion. We're okay. Yeah, sure. That turned into a $10.5 billion problem. And then that begat other problems. You see, these things are like dominoes. When one institution doesn't do redemptions, in other words, give their clients back their money, it causes problems in that sector, and those people have problems because they are obviously committing cash to somewhere else, and then they can't pay their debts, and so you see how it gets into a big, ugly mess. So are we facing a credit crunch? Are we facing financial Armageddon? Well, there's a few people who think we may be getting there. Ambrose Evan Pritchard, today in the London Telegraph, brace yourself for the insolvency crunch. Yes, investors are jumping back into the stock market, hoping this is just another routine shakeout, much like February 2007 or May 2006, before the rally resumes, the buy on the dips orthodoxy dies hard. And yes, speculators have renewed their leverage bets on the yen and the Swiss franc carry trades, borrowing cheap in Tokyo and Zurich to play global assets. The core belief is that nothing has really changed and that the world economy is still in good health. Be very careful. Interest rates in Europe and Asia are that much higher now, with delayed effects starting to bite hard. Japan's economy has stalled to 0.1% growth in the second quarter. The Eurozone has slowed to 0.3%. And China's refusal to import makes it a drain on world demand. Above all, the credit bubbles that perpetuated the rally of the last 18 months beyond its natural life has definitively burst. Credit spreads on tracks crossover have ballooned 180 basis points since February. I know it's gibberish to a lot of people, but Ambrose Emmons Pritchard gives it dire warning. It depends if you want to pay attention to it or not.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday to the flip side, talking about Ambrose Evans Pritchard warning about a credit crunch. As he says in his article, Ben Bernanke is looking hawkish to me. Given the shock of what happened on Monday when yields on 3 months of U.S. Treasury notes plunged at the fastest pace ever recorded, a panic flight to safety that no living trader had ever seen before. Question is why? Because trust had collapsed to such a degree that players with a lot of cash no longer believed it safe to leave wealth in bank accounts or the money market funds of brokerage companies. This did not occur after 9/11 or in the heat of October 1987 crash, nor did there ever be such a banking panic in October of 1929. If you think this is no importance or that this will pass swiftly, you have a strong nerve. When you have a run on the money markets like this, it is bound to spill over into the real economy, said Albert Edwards, a global strategist at Drisna. We already thought there was a 40% chance of a U.S. recession before all this happened, but the risks are now much higher. And don't forget that rates on adjustable mortgages will keep rising until a peak next March, So the maximum pain will be in the second and third quarters of 2008. There will be large bankruptcies, and liquidity is not going to help because too many people bet the farm at the top of the cycle and now are insolvent. A lot more bodies are going to be floating to the surface before this is over. I'm sorry for the analogies here of death and destruction. Just a warning. The belief that Europe would somehow be insulated has been tested over the last 2 weeks. Two German banks have required bailouts on subprime bets. Alexander Stulem, boss of West LB, confessed that the German banking system was not in an uncritical situation. Jochen Sonar, head of the German regulatory BaFin, said a few days earlier that the country faced the worst banking crisis since 1931. How interesting. Hence the continued actions of the European Central Bank, which has quietly injected 85,000 million euros in extra liquidity so far this week. Almost as much as it did on the first day of the emergency stimulus in early August. Banks are still thirsty for credit, and the spreads have been amazing. This is not business as usual at all, said Julian Kallau, chief Eurozone economist for Barclays Capital and an expert in the arcane field of central bank operations. He used to work for the Bank of England when they actually owned gold before they sold it all at the bottom of the market. And now he's prime minister. Yeah, go figure that one. Where were we? Oh, yes, that's right. To clarify, the ECB allotted an extra 45 billion euros extra through a weekly refi on Tuesday. Then the European Union's $40 billion injection in a three-month offer on Wednesday to stop short-term commercial market seizing up. What we know is that 146 banks bid on loans on Wednesday, some clearly in such distress that they were willing to pay up to 5% interest, a full 1% above the ECB's benchmark rate. Just like the dot-com bust, when the U.S. sneezes, Europe catches, well, you know the rest. In a warp sense, one has to admire the cool way that Americans, who save nothing in aggregate, tapped into the vast savings pool of thrifty Germans to finance their speculative excesses and then left the creditors holding a chunk of the subprime losses. Was it sharp practice? In the same way that foreigners were recruited by Lloyd's of London in 1986 and 1987 before the impending asbestos losses were known and placed like cannon fodder on a spiraling syndicates to absorb crippling losses. Of course, Lloyd denies that this all occurred. Ambrose ends with this little ditty. I'm embedded to Randall Forsythe from Barron's for this delicious quote from a hedge fund operator recounting with disgust what happened this time in a letter to his clients. And I quote, real money, U.S. insurance companies, pension funds, etc., accounts have stopped purchasing mezzanine tranches, which is just another word for collateralized debt obligations in late 2003. We'll save it. I don't want to blow this quote. We'll save it. Fuck, please. Beats me. When we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food. rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back to Flipside for a Friday. Talking about my article by Ambrose Evers Pritchard. Waving the red flag. It's a warning. It's not, call it doom and gloom. It's just a fact of life. We're dealing with obviously excesses, serious excesses of the past decade. Talking about a quote that Ambrose Evers Pritchard ends his article with today, and it's from Barron's Magazine. It's from a hedge fund operator. He says real money. And when he says real money, he's talking about people out there with large amounts of cash, U.S. insurance companies, pension funds, etc. These are people, obviously, who get contributions from their employees or from their clients every month. They got to put the money somewhere. So they invest it. And a lot of these real money people were buying collateralized debt obligations. But according to this hedge fund manager, they stopped purchasing U.S. subprime debt in late 2003. Now think about that statement. The smart money stopped buying these debt obligations in 2003. Slap me around, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't the bankruptcy bill get passed little 2004 around that area where you can't walk away from your debts anymore? Coincidence, you may say. Ha ha. Sure. Anyway, he says that when they stopped buying these debts in 2003, Wall Street obviously needed another mechanism that would enable them to mark up these loans, package them opaquely, and export the newly packaged risks to unwitting buyers in Asia and Central Europe. So there, see, all you people out there, who didn't think we were sticking it to the Chinese. We've been sticking it to them since 2003. We've been offloading all that money, all those surpluses there. We have to put this money somewhere. Oh, look, we got a package for you. Let me continue. These collateralized debt obligations were the only way to get rid of the riskiest CDOs of subprime debt. Interestingly enough, these buyers, mainland Chinese banks, the Chinese government, Taiwanese banks, Korean banks, German banks, French banks, and UK banks, possess the excess pools of liquidity around the globe. These pools were basically derived from two sources. One, massive trade surpluses with the U.S. in U.S. dollars, and number two, petrodollar recyclers. These two pools of excess capital are U.S. dollar denominated and have had a virtual insatiable demand for U.S. dollar denominated debt. That is up until now. So let me get this straight. We bundle up these exotic loans, which are worthless because they are made up of derivatives, which nobody can figure out their price for. We throw in a couple of good loans, and then we load up the rest of the package with all the stuff that we don't want and the stuff we know that has no value because why? Because it's mortgages where people don't qualify to even buy a washing machine, let alone a house. It is mortgages that now that we've changed the rules in halfway through the game, these people who bought these adjustable rate mortgages somehow thinking that real estate prices would continue to rise indefinitely and their retirement income now was their house. And they saw dollar signs, and they decided that they wanted a house, but they knew they couldn't qualify to buy the house because they were not creditworthy. They didn't have the income to support the purchase price that they wanted, but they got the house. Come on down. Recently divorced, single, separated, bankruptcy, no car. We don't care. Come on down. We'll sell you a house. And so they offloaded all these houses. But now what's happening is they changed the rules because of, obviously, the subprime debacle. Now they've tightened up the credit requirements. So these same people who bought these houses on adjustable rate mortgages see their payments going through the roof, now want to refinance. But guess what? They can't refinance. Why can't they refinance? Because they don't qualify now. Because now we have rules in place. You actually have to demonstrate income now. You have to have proof of income now. So are we in a mess? Yeah, you better believe we are in a mess. We're in a huge mess. How did we get into this mess? Patrick Buchanan tries to answer that question. Fine article today, as usual with Patrick Buchanan. Entitled, "We Did It to Ourselves. Thanks to free trade." The gist of his article was the worker that appeared at the Democratic convention who was weeping before the crowd, who said, "After 34 years with LTV Steel, I was forced to retire because of disability. 2 years later, LTV filed bankruptcy. I lost a third of my pension, and my family lost their health care." Well, they just, of course, this guy should realize that Patrick Buchanan points out. He shouldn't blame the companies. He shouldn't blame anybody. He should blame the people that came up with the stupid notion of free trade. Because nothing is free in free trade. Have you ever noticed whenever the word free is used in any form of anything, it is not free? The classic ones are those infomercials late at night. Free stuff. Just pay shipping and handling. You figure out shipping and handling is like $25. So is free? No. You pay shipping and handling, you're still getting screwed. I mean, everybody's getting screwed. I mean, Patrick Buchanan points this out to these workers. What they don't understand, America was a great country. We developed all these great corporations. They've paid great benefits, better wages than anywhere else in the world. America was self-sufficient. It had the world by the you-know-whats. America was the envy of the planet. And yet they gave it away. They gave it away. Patrick's solution is a simple solution, but then again, he'll be labeled an isolationist. He says what needs to be done is simple. Impose a 20% entry fee on all imported goods and services and use the $500 billion to cut taxes on U.S. producers. Patrick solved the situation in a paragraph. Have you seen NAFTA? NAFTA, that was a win-win situation that everybody was going to win. We were going to win. The Mexicans were going to win. The Canadians were going to win. It was, I don't know, 1,000 pages trying to explain free trade. They sold us free trade based on it's a win-win situation. That's as far as they went with explaining what free trade was. And when you went to look at the NAFTA documents, a big pile of documents. I can remember doing stories on NAFTA during the Bill Clinton administration. And people's eyes used to glaze over. They paid no attention to it. That was before factories started shutting down around America. Oh, that's great. Look, we can buy cheap stuff from China. But you know who's going to get a lot of heat? For solving the problem. Old friend, and I was in two minds whether I should bring the story up today at all. And the reason I'm bringing it up, because it's in print. I say stupid stuff on a regular basis. Like a repeal of the 19th Amendment. And I get some interesting emails in correspondence with that. Well, now, noted author, John Lutt, he's got a new book out called Freedomnomics, Why the Free Market Works and the Other Half-Baked Theories Don't. In the book, he praises free enterprise and scolds government ineptitude in certain areas. Mr. Lutt is an economist, senior research scientist at the University of Maryland, and he stoked controversy in the past with his book, More Guns, Less Crime. Which, by the way, they're finding that out in jolly old England as we speak. But that's neither here nor there. And in his latest book, he doesn't shy away from tackling contentious issues, such as election reform, problematic public schools. Which, by the way, someone sent me an email the other day. I was railing against why a little 12-year-old Johnny is obese. Why American kids stupid and fat? And I didn't even know this. You know that 7% of public schools offer a physical education? In other words, 7% of all the schools in America offer their kids exercise classes. No wonder they blame Coca-Cola. Well, it's Coca-Cola that's making these kids fat. Well, why don't you look at having exercise classes twice a day for the little mushheads? Maybe they won't get fat. And it's not Coca-Cola. Anyway, Mr. Lutt continues. He wants to find out how government got out of control. Where did government start this crazy spending binge it's been on for so many decades? And because I can take the heat, I will tell you what Mr. Lutt says about where our problems all began. He says there's been a puzzle that's been around academics for decades about why government started to grow when it did. From the beginning of the country to the 1920s, the federal government had been about 2 or 3% of GNP. You'd have a war sometimes, and it would go up. After the war was over, government would go back down to where it had been previously. But it began to grow through the 20s and 30s and 40s. You see a phenomenon that's true around the world. During about 50 years of time in which government began to grow, I've noticed from looking around at these countries that the government growth seemed to coincide with when women were given the right to vote in these places. Oh, I'm so glad somebody else has said this. I looked at where women were given the right to vote in the United States, from the first state in 1868 to the last state in 1920 with the passage of the 19th Amendment to the Constitution. One of the interesting things here is that some states voluntarily gave women the right to vote, and some were forced to because of the 19th Amendment. Is it the fact that you gave women the right to vote that caused government to grow, or is that the state was more liberal and wanted to give women the right to vote at the same time they wanted government to get bigger? The fact that you see this growth in the states that voluntarily gave women the right to vote before the ones that were forced to indicates that it was giving women the right to vote and not just some other factor changing at the same time. The effect is dramatic. If you look at 10 years prior to when states gave women the right to vote, you'll find expenditures and revenues were flat. Once women were given the right to vote, the next year you would see an increase in government expenditures. It keeps going up dramatically. In 10 years, government expenditures and revenue doubled in real terms. That growth follows closely with the percent of voters who were women. And after that, you basically get to the 60s. And what happens then is you have a big increase in divorce, and divorce tends to make women a lot more liberal than they were previously. Hard to imagine. They are more likely to depend on the government for some safety net for protection. We see this in how women's political views have changed over time. He has a lot more to say on this particular subject. No, I do not have it posted on... I should have it posted. But is Mr. Lott being truthful? Is it a fact? I submit to you it is. This is not denigration against women. This is not being sexist in any way, shape, or form. But he's absolutely correct. I mean, think about the platform that the woman had demanding that they get the right to vote. And one of the pieces of the platform says, if you give women the right to vote, they will not send their sons to die in foreign wars. Well, that worked out really good. And if that was their main platform, one would have to rethink their position. No? Now, this is obviously a subject that is almost as contentious as abortion is. But we have to look at, obviously, where we are today. Why is there such apathy when it comes to voting in America today? I mean, they're trying all kinds of things to get people motivated to go and vote. People don't want to vote. Why don't people want to vote? Why? This is a very important thing. Voting is a very important thing. It's the thing that maintains liberty and freedom. It's everybody should feel obligated to vote. But they don't, because the vote is worthless. It means absolutely nothing. You go and you study the issues, you do all the stuff that you're supposed to do as a good, conscientious citizen, you go down to the voting booth and you go in, you pull the lever and you walk out, and there's a guy sitting there dribbling on himself. Which means that your vote was just cancelled. No wonder. There's, 30% of people go and vote to elect the president, the most powerful man in the free world. Why? Because voting means nothing. If they want to get people back to vote, they should make voting a privilege. In other words, you would have to write an exam before you were given the right to vote. You would have to have a basic understanding of how your government works. How many senators do you have? How many congressmen do you have? What's their names? Where's their district? What's the meaning of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights? Where do we get our powers from? You know, all these silly little questions. You know, you can give them multiple answers. You take your pick. Then people would revere the vote. It is like with anything else in life. If you get something from nothing, you have no desire to want to do it. I mean, it's free. Why do I care? But you make something difficult, something that you've got to do, something that you've got to achieve, then it's worth something, and it has meaning. Voting today, there's no meaning. And now, look what we're going to end up with. More than likely, 50-50 shot, you're going to end up with a woman as president. Oh, no. We'll be back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
I live the life of a millionaire. Spend
Yeah, nobody loves you when you're down and out. Why am I so giddy this Friday? I guess because a small benefit from Hurricane Dean that we were dealing with early part of the week. Apparently, we are going to see the thermometer drop below 100 this weekend. And trust me, that's a big deal. That doesn't mean it's going to stay there and go right back up to 110 as soon as the cloud cover passes. Republic Trading Group opened this weekend. We started off the week with the Bob Chapman special, British Sovereigns, at $175. They went to $177, and now we're looking at British Sovereigns at $179 apiece. If you want to acquire some brilliant uncirculated British sovereigns, and let me tell you why they're a great deal. A quarter ounce American Gold Eagle bullion coins are selling for $190. So you're getting it almost $11 cheaper than a bullion coin. These are brilliant uncirculated British sovereigns, most recognized gold coin on the face of the planet, and contains 0.2354. Ounces of pure gold in it. Purity means nothing. If you don't understand the difference between the price of gold and 22 carat and 24 carat, feel free. Give me a call at Republic Trading Group. I'll be happy to explain it. There's a lot of things that people don't understand about gold. We are very accommodating at Republic Trading Group. If there's something you don't know, or if there's something that you think, I don't want to call up and ask that question because it sounds silly. The silliest question is the one that's not asked. So whatever questions you have about gold or silver, you want to give us a call over the weekend, we'll be happy to help you. Because next week, judging by all the reports I'm reading this week and all the cover-ups and the sleight of hand and the spin that everything's fine, don't worry, be happy. There are other smart people out there that have figured this out, that there's a lot of stuff out there that none of us know about. I mean, what I do on a daily basis here is I speculate about what may happen or what may not, and I try and sift through all the stuff. Sometimes I become obsessed with this stuff. But for the next 2 days, and have fun, and I hope you do too. Till the next Doom and Gloom show Monday, afraid we can't see you back.
It's true.